You know what? Today's talk, we end table talks and we're gonna answer a question on what does spiritual maturity mean. And my message is connected or comes from the greatest command of Jesus. It's all entailed. Let's hear this. Love each other as I have loved you. Papigin mo ngayon matabi mo at sabihin mo sa kanya,
mahal kita.
Brothers and sisters, this is the most important metric of holiness, the ultimate destiny, the highest goal of every person. And our message today is this: love like Jesus. And maybe you're telling me, ang hirap. That's why we talk tayo today. That's why we feast. And then can you put your hand on your chest and we're going to pray? Jesus, I pray for every person in this room. Because Jesus, there are days that it's so hard to love. Yung mga tao sa EDSA, traffic, inunahan kami, or mga office mates ko na masama ugali, or people who are being promoted before me, people who are receiving blessings before me, people, Lord, that bully me, but sometimes they're the ones who have the breakthrough. Lord, I ask you to open my heart because there are days, Lord, that I just don't want to love. There are days that I just want to be selfish and I just want to think about myself. Today, Father, I ask you to increase my capacity to love. This I pray in Jesus' name. Before you sit down, kayo lang muna kasandali. You know, this is not part of the talk today, but he's here and he supported us. Let me call on our district builder, Brother Obet Cabrera, to see something. I'm here to say something. Are you happy being here?
Yes!
Allow me to have you seated, please. For a while. I'm so honored to be here. Eh, ako yung ginawa nilang district builder, so parang ako yung bagong barangay captain. So, site inspection po itong ginagawa ko. Maayos naman mga tao. Okay naman. Pagmahal. Are you seated beside a friend or an acquaintance? Because I feel like I see beyond what's happening today. Ang ganda ng acronym ng team ni Jane Paul itong feast na to, it's called The Farm or The Feast at Robinson's Magnolia. Can we give the Lord a big hand? I shared this a while ago to the servants and I want to repeat it to you because it's highly relatable. The world outside, the secular world, is operating on the law of the jungle. Hindi ko sinasabi mukhang taga-jungle yung mga office mates nyo, boss nyo, mga transactions nyo. But people operate outside, especially those who haven't found their faith yet. They operate on competition. Meron dalawang epidemic daw sa mga opisina. It's competitivitis and comparisonitis. Comparing notes. Among singles, lalo na, sino may mas even in fact, sa lahat ng stat ng buhay, it's the law of the jungle. Eat dog world. Sino na dito nasaktan sa ang damdamin while being a professional or while in business? Raise your hand. Relate na. Ba't kaya ganun? Kung sino pa yung hindi magaganda, hindi rin maganda o galing. Pansin nyo? Kung sino yung magaganda, kaya may katabi mo ang ganda-ganda. Ang ganda na o galing yan. Nakainisi, di ba? So, we don't want to operate that way. Yes? Because hurt people, and we don't want to do that cycle. Don't you worry, I'm about to end, please. I want us to operate on, ask me what?
What?
Law of the farm. Peace at Robinson's Magnolia. You sow what you reap, and that's my prayer for everybody. Kindly bow down your hands, I want to pray for everybody. Lord, I want to pray for Jay Paul, I want to pray for the Hernandez family, I want to pray for everyone who's present, make them conduits. make them agents of invitation. It's our mission to invite, but it's your mission to change them into a person that you plan them to be. And let the law of the farm be operative in my spiritual and my professional and my entrepreneurial life, oh God. And that's in Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for in due time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Kindly visualize your harvest. What would that be? A family of your own? A bustling business, perhaps? Children coming in? Apo, probably sa mga grannies na dito. What's that harvest? But before that harvest, there has to be tilling and sowing because it's the law of the farm. We are patiently waiting, God, and that is called hope. We have hope because one of these days, all this will come upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone will say,
amen.
Give the Lord a big hand, and I bring back to you your builder. People, remember. We love Brother Obed. Do you agree?
Yes.
If you all say, we love you, Brother Obed.
We love you, Brother
Obed. Woohoo! Grabe, law of the farm. Galing. One of my favorite movie franchises of all time is John Wick. Talagang, alam mo ba, ang sarap ng gore eh. Yung talagang, ay, galing niya pinatay yung tao sa good way. Parang, that's a good idea, ha? Yung ganun. And, I love it. I love the gore. And ang hirap niya. So, nasabihin to, kasi ganito. Ang talk natin is love like Jesus. And minsan, ang sarap ng John Wick rules. Kasi yung mindset, yung puso ko, pag sinaktan ako, pabalikan kita. Nang mas madugo pa. I mean, I'm being honest with you na sometimes it's easier to be angry and hurt people kasi mas madali siya than to love like Jesus. Do you agree with me? Raise your hand. Wala. Ako lang masama dito. Okay. Wait lang. Guys, ayaw naman yung gumata. So, bayan nyo na lang ako? Or, ano na ba? Alright. Ano, masarap gusto natin magmahal, pero mahirap. Hindi atin kaya nun tayo lang. Tama ba?
Yes.
And that's why we need God. We are broken, we are hurting, we are angry, we're imperfect, and that's why we need His church. That's why we're building the church, you know, through the feast. And how do we do it? We start with defining what holiness is because how we define spiritual maturity will define how we do church. If you have a wrong understanding of spiritual maturity, we'll end up building a wrong church. If spiritual maturity means loving like Jesus, then the church must first be all a group, a band, or community of people that loves like Jesus. So we must distinguish loving and not loving first. Tingnan mo ngayon katabi mo, mukha ba siyang loving? Parang may friend ako, si Miguel, and he's a new convert to Catholicism. He's been agnostic for 20 plus years of his life, and he is in the entertainment industry. He's not familiar with the Catholic tradition yet, the practices, but I see his spiritual maturity. Bakit? Kasi the way he treats his employees, his co-workers, ang bait niya, ang generous niya, ang forgiving niya. His life reveals the truth that there's a difference between religious maturity and spiritual maturity. Friends, ito lang po, I need you to listen to this. Both are important. By differentiating religious maturity and spiritual maturity, I'm not devaluing religious maturity. Religious maturity is about growing in your daily prayer life, Bible reading, sacraments, and being part of the church life. For 2,000 years and for millions of Christians, these are God-appointed channels of His love. They're powerful conduits of supernatural grace to make us love like Jesus. So for most people, religious maturity and spiritual maturity grow together. For parents like me, the best way to introduce Jesus to your children is not to CLE class, but by loving your children as Jesus loves you.
Your children will know Jesus if you love them like Jesus. It's another guy. Let's call him Religious Monster. He's been in practicing or serving the parish for 30 years already. He's a Eucharistic minister, a lay minister. You know, that looks holy because he serves in the parish for so long. Yet, ito yung problema. Ask me what? Because of this person, so many people are leaving their parish. This Religious Monster is gossiping, bullying, shouting at people, and daming drama. Akala ko ganun talaga sa parokya, pero you know, today I'm studying, this semester, I'm taking a class called Sacramental Theology and Sacred Liturgy. My professor, Sister Cecilia Payawal, and she keeps on repeating this, so you can quote this on her. Hindi pwede yung galit sa parokya or sa liturgy or sa ganitong practice. Ask me why. Because according to Sister Cecilia, the heart of liturgy is charity. If you're gonna serve in the Mass or in any part of the feast, our heart should always be charitable. Charity before excellence. In charity, the excellence is drawn out. Am I making sense? Friends, kung baka mo yung kalmayo ng katabi mo at sabihin mo, magmahal ka muna bago ka maging tama. Lahat tayo may pinaglalaban. But what God wants is for you and me to be the most loving people that we can be. So, how do we become spiritually mature? So, I have 9 points. Mabilis lang to. Number one, you're growing in receiving God's love. Saints are people who love God, but their love for God is not natural. What do I mean? Ask me why. Their love for God is a response. They say the word response.
Response.
To God's love for them. In Catholic theology, our belief is this. God makes the first move always. Siyang prime mover in philosophy. Everything we do is a response to His pursuit of us. Before anything else, saints are people who allow themselves to be loved by God. Kaya sa mga nag-feeling nila malungkot yung kanilang Valentine's, ito lang po ang message ko sa inyo. Hindi ka po nag-iisa, may nagmamahal sa iyo. Maging sino ka man. The first act of Christian life expressed by this Bible verse, we love because He first loved us. This is the foundation of spiritual maturity. If anything we do here is excellent but without love, itapo na natin lahat. That's why we believe in starting Feast Magnolia simple. Ako kating-kating na ako magpa-drums, yung gusto kong dami kong kaartihan gusto kong gawin. Pero, pag inuna natin lahat ng dagdag, lahat ng embellishments, but the foundation of love is not complete, then we will start the wrong feast. Our priority is fill a foundation of love in this feast, and the embellishments will come naturally. Do I hear an amen? Number two, grow in gratitude. If receiving God's love is the starting point of your soul, then gratitude becomes your daily fuel. Reflect on this right now. Think about 3 things you're grateful for today. You know you're spiritually maturing when you are automatic in being grateful for the Lord. When you go to the mirror and you say, Lord, salamat ang gwapo ko. Lord, salamat ang ganda ko. Lord, salamat, isa na lang tigyawa ko, hindi dalawa. Lord, salamat ang sarap ng fish ng Friday. You know, when we are grateful for the small things, we are spiritually maturing. Number three, you're growing in healthy self-love. Somebody did a fit shaming. Dati di ba may fat shaming, may fit shaming na rin pala. Somebody asked me, why are you working out? Bro, workout ka lang, workout, vain yan. Tapos ngayon, inaayos mo pa yung kain mo, masama yan. Bakit? Dati kasi, pag hinarapan mo ko ng sisig, lechon at liyempo, lahat yan ubos. Pero ngayon, humihiling na ako. Pero aaminin ko sa inyo, may karumpukan pa rin po ako. Pag hinainan mo ko ng spaghetti, minsan nga, bibili si Viv ng platter ng Jolly Spaghetti or yung Jolly McDo, para kay Gregory. Bigla hanapin, sa spaghetti ni Gregory, nasa na? Nawala, bigla, dapat na natapon. Sabi ko, natitikman ko lang. Mas ubos na. So, pero ayun, my weakness is spaghetti, chicken wings, and my biggest weakness, sweets. Ay. Problema ko pa, mother-in-law ko, kung galing mag-bake ng food for the gods. At marami pa. Gusto ko lang kumakain. But you know, I'm really trying my best to be healthy and fit. Not just fit, but healthy as well. Because I have a dream. To serve the Lord strongly, to preach, to serve the disciple until I'm 90 years old. I want to be doing this mission until my last breath. And mahirap umakit ng... Yung mahirap mag-disciple, mahirap umakit ng stage if hindi ka na makalakad. That's why I'm trying to take care of my body. I'm trying to take care of myself. Healthy self-love is foundational. Where does it start? When you receive God's love, you learn to love yourself. Spiritually mature people like themselves. Can you put your hand on your chest and say this with me? I like myself. Maganda ako. Magaling ako. Mabait ako. Blessed ako. Masaya ako. Yung problema ko, patapos na. Let's give that a big hand, offering. Friends, we want you to learn to love yourself. Because in your love for yourself, you express God's love to people. In Mark, it says, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Paano mamahalin yung ibang tao, hindi mo mahal sarili mo? O kaya hanggang ngayon, hanggang texting lang kayo. Hanggang ngayon, situationship pa din. Anyway. What's it? Number four, you're growing in freedom. For a long time in my life, I was a prisoner to my anger and impulsiveness. In my long years of battle, I realized that my addictions or my insecurities, my anger is rooted for a hunger for love. I didn't love myself. I actually despised myself. Many reasons. Traumatic childhood, being molested, wrong decisions in life. And the more we dwell in how we don't like ourselves, we are in prison. But the more we grow in the love of God, we become free. God's love taught me to forgive myself, accept myself, and love myself. In Luke, Jesus is committed to set you free, my dear brothers and sisters. He said the Father sent him to proclaim freedom of prisoners. Brothers and sisters, let God rule over you, not your cravings. Sama-sama tayo, hindian ang asukal at mga galit natin. Brothers and sisters, tayo may bad habits. But I invite you, we all surrender together our wrong habits so that we can be more like Jesus. Narealize ko lang marami palang bakery dito. I'm not saying masama yung ginagawa nyo, pero masama yun. Kahit ako yung makabuha ng bakeries dito, parang... Lahat ng sobra bawal. Di ba? So, I'm not hating on you. It's just for me, weakness talaga siya. Number five, you're growing in deeper trust. If you peel away the outer layers of all disobedience, you'll find at its very core a lack of trust in God. A disobedience problem is a trust problem. Sometimes we want to control because it's easier to take control of things instead of trusting God. When God tells you, I will provide for you, yes, Lord, pero gagawa tayo ng paraan ng sarili natin kasi inuunahan natin si Lord. Sin is taking matters into your own hands to get the joy and security na makuha mo yung gusto mo. But obedience is belief that God can be trusted, that He will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. Nandito doon, erecto, one of our servants at the feast in Galleria, he's our pedia. Sorry siya ng sorry because 12 days yung baby namin sa NICU, the neonatal ICU. And sorry siya, Jay, hindi talaga namin pwede palabasin. Sabi ko dito, alam namin hindi mo kayo pababayaan. You are our doctor and we trust you. More than just a doctor, we love you. We know it, you love us. Minsan kasi sa atin, mas marunong pa tayo sa doktor. Mas marunong pa tayo sa, ngayari, mas marunong pa sa tax attorney than, di ba? We sometimes wanted to be the expert in everything instead of trusting. Waha mo yung kamay na katabi mo. Sabi mo sa kanya, before you can trust God, you need to trust people. Yeah, dyan nasaktan yung mga may trust issues dito. Number six, you're now focused on the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. This was a huge message of Jesus' life. In Mark, it says, the Sabbath was made to meet the needs of people, not to the people to meet the requirements of Sabbath. The Sabbath is about God going to man. And paulit-ulit, ba't natin paulit-ulit sinasabi ito? Bakit? Because in the Bible, everything that is repeated means it is important. Laws were made for people, not people for laws. In God's heart, people come first. Ako, brothers and sisters, I am imperfect. Alam niyo naman yan. Alam ko naman sinajudge niyo ako. Tinanggap ko na kayo. Kasi sinajudge ko din kayo. There are days that I catch myself na parang inuuna ko yung rule before relationship. When I put the law before the relationship. Whenever I am reminded by, number one, my wife, or when I reflect, I realize that there are so many areas in my life that I'm not yet spiritually mature. I am still on the way of going to Jesus. And how can I preach? It's not because of my own mind or because I'm guapo or macho ko. I am on, I am, yes, alam ko. I am here because I'm operating on God's mercy. Everything in my life is just God's mercy. Number seven, you're finding God in the ordinary. Ano ang pinaka-ordinary ng beautiful? The Eucharist. Why? Because Jesus instituted it. It was his idea of ordinary bread, transforming it into the Almighty God. Friends, when we start seeing the presence of God in the Eucharist, that's when we know that our maturity spiritually is growing. And not only that. When we see that God is in our relationships, in our laughter, in our asaran, in our high five, when we eat together, when we text with each other, when we see God working our relationships, we are seeing God in the ordinary. If God is in the Eucharist, God is here as well. Ask me why. You are Imago Dei. You're created in the image and likeness of God. Ergo, every human interaction is a God interaction. Every time you hug, you high-five someone, you are hugging God. So please, can you hug the person beside you? Kung wala kang katabi niya, kapit mo sa sarili mo. What does that mean? Brothers and sisters, hugging that person means you hug Jesus. When you forgive that person, you forgive Jesus. You forgave Jesus. You're asking Jesus to forgive you. Every human encounter is a God encounter. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Number eight, you're growing in humility. Humility is the mother of all virtues. Humility opens us to God's love. If you notice, everything goes back to this number one sign of spiritual maturity, receiving God's love. Humility is acknowledging your brokenness before God and others. Humility is admitting you're desperate for the unstoppable grace of God. Humility is the only antidote to self-righteousness. Finally, the ultimate mark of spiritual maturity is number nine, you're growing selflessness. Self-sacrifice is the greatest sign of holiness. It's giving without expecting anything in return. This self-sacrifice is rooted in a profound trust in God's love. You don't need to wrestle with others to grasp, grapple, and grab what you need, because you trust God that you're already blessed and more blessings are on the way. Grabe yung asawa ko. Santo talaga siya. Mama Mary talaga siya. We spent a lot for our hospitalization. Tapos the other day, nalaman niya isang close friend namin sa feast na coma yung lolo. Tapos sabi ko, sabi niyo, padala daw kami ng pera. Kung babe, wala na tayong, like, alam yung bigla nagpanik ako, na wala, ubos yung pwedeng galawin. Yung ganyan. Like, we touched our savings. Hindi. Sabi niya, this is trusting God. Sabi ko, akala ko naman, maliit 500 lang papadala niya, tapos hindi lang 500. Sabi ko, bahala ka, I trust you because you trust God. And I will learn to trust God by trusting you. Because, you know, my family and I have been broken, and I just want to show this photo, and I want to thank our leaders. The past few weeks since January, wala pong ginagawa para sa feast, lahat po sila. And why am I showing you this photo? Ask me why. Because sometimes, kami mismong builder, leader, kami mismo yung kailangan i-humble first.
Amen.
And this season of our lives, we are humbled knowing na pag may feast kahit wala kami. May feast kahit wala ako. And the growth of the feast, it does not belong to me. It is because of the grace of the Lord and the people, your leaders. Sila po naggagawa ng lahat. Kinikwento ka na lang nila ako. And ito yung na-realize ko. Ask me what? Mahina talaga ako sa operations and admin. Mas magaling nila nagagawa ko. Ang galing nila. Hindi ko nga naiisip ko mga to. If Jesus loves us in our brokenness, we have no choice but to love people. So here's my invitation. Are you ready for God to increase your capacity to love? Let me close with one Bible story, one last Bible story. One day, a group of angry holy men threw a woman at Jesus' feet. These men said, Jesus, we caught this woman in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says, we should stone her to death. And ano gagawin natin, Lord? Sadly, pag may ganito yung issue, anong ginagawa ng mga church people? Di ba we're the first people to judge sometimes? Tayo pa yung masama ka kasi, yung ganyan. I saw someone on TikTok nag-post parang na sexually, may hinilita siya ng masama. Tapos yung mga comment ng mga tao, yan kasi hubadera ka. Parang ganyan. So, grabe, ikaw na nga yung na-abuse. Ikaw pa yung hinilitan. And that's our culture in the world. But not our culture here at the farm. But sabi nga ni Brother Robert, love the farm. We sow love and we reap love. We should be the most loving feasters, the most loving Catholics in this world. Do I hear an amen? So how did Jesus respond to these judgmental people? He who has no sin cast the first stone. Sabi sa ibang translation, he who has not done in the same sin cast the first stone. Minsan, brothers and sisters, kaya tayo galit sa isang tao kasi nakita na sarili natin. Huwag galit ka, may tamad kang ka-office mate kasi tamad ka din minsan. In the wisdom of our ancestors, ika nga nila, ang magnanakaw, galit sa kapwa, magnanakaw. Kaya sa feast, galit ako sa mayabang eh. Kasi ako'y pinakamayabang dito dapat, parang gano'n. No, but seriously, we're not all there yet, but is our journey. Before we condemn people, let us reflect first the sinfulness in our hearts. We are all wounded and in need of God's mercy. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on sin no more. Our feast believes in one thing. Our community concept is this. Other religious communities believe in this. Believe, behave, belong. Kailangan magpakabait para maging part ng community. Sa feast po, baliktad, sa light of Jesus' family and all over the world, our idea is this. Belong, believe, behave. Sama ka muna kahit hindi ka pa maayos. It's only you believe God loves you, and when you know God's love, you papakabait ka. Do you agree with me? I remember 1-2 years ago, si yung ating prodhead, si Sophie, hindi ano masyado nag-workout. Sabi ko, sama ka lang, pabudol ka. Eh, nagpabudol siya. Grabe ngayon. Wala siyang alam masyado. Ngayon, lakas na mag-deadlift. Tumatakbo na, nag-race na, mag-compete yan sa April eh. Ina-announce ko na. Bakit? Kasi nagpabudol muna sa mga kaibigan, sa feasters na hindi siya papahamak sa fitness. So anong point ko? Magpabudol ka muna sa community. And slowly, aayos ang buhay mo. Yes? Commercial pala. Di ba sabi, behave? Sometimes, inaabot ng 30 years bago mag-behave. So, kung marupok ka pa rin, masungit ka pa rin, may tinulo mo, welcome home to Feast Magnolia. Don't be scared na hindi pa tayo puno. Okay lang yan. Ask me why.
Why?
Brother Robin told me na mag-reset. Ang tao parang langgam. Pag may pag-ibig, may tamis ng pag-ibig, darating yung tao. So if there is love in this room, in this house, people will come. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
And that's our focus. We love because Jesus loved us first, and the people will come, and we will love them too, and they will love others too, and they will love others too. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Receive God's love today. The same Jesus who loved the adulterous woman is here right now. The same Jesus who died on the cross to rescue us is here right now. Trust in His love. Stop focusing on sin. Focus on God's love. Surrender to His power, and one day, you will love like Jesus. Amen? So I'm going to ask Brother Paul to lead us to worship, to bring God's kingdom, God's throne room on earth here with us. And I'm going to ask him to lead us to receive the love of God.